There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I want to talk for a little while about chronic pain and dealing with and living with chronic pain. Not so much from a medication point of view and that kind of way of dealing with pain, but from a psychological point of view. A what? A psychological point of view. The psychology of chronic pain. I'm joined by Keelan O'Dwyer, who is a psychologist and life coach at Fettle.ie. She's a behavioural psychologist, and Fettle is Ireland's trusted online therapy service. Keelan, good morning.
Morning, PJ. How are you?
Good. There are many drugs and many drug therapies applied to chronic pain, but looking at it from a psychological point of view, your own interest in this is you yourself have a chronic pain issue, and so share that one before us, if you could, please. Is that what gives you the insight into it?
Perfect. So I have painful bladder syndrome, so it's otherwise known as interstitial cystitis. So it's chronic pain and inflammation of the bladder. I've had it around 6 years. Now, my experience, you know, no two people experience chronic pain the same or have the same journey. But I began getting symptoms about 6 years ago, and at first it was kind of niggly pain, but it kept getting worse and worse. And the first year was really tough. Like, I really got very down, low, kind of took to the bed. I was a practicing psychologist at the time when I was experiencing pain, but from my own personal experience, I started researching into it and trying different things. So I'm hoping today sharing my experience and sharing what changed my life might help others out there who are struggling.
Yeah. With chronic pain, do we get, I say we as a collective, if someone has chronic pain, do you get used to it always being there? Does your mind learn that isn't going anywhere, so I need to deal with it? Does the mind work like that?
I don't think anyone fully gets used to having chronic pain. And from my experiences, there's kind of some days where I notice it more than others.
Yes.
There is times where it's really in the forefront. And then there's times where kind of I'm looking more broadly at life. But our minds can begin, so where kind of the problem lies is when the mind tends to dominate and take over. So when I first had chronic pain, as soon as I would step out of bed in the morning, it was the first thing I think about.
Yes.
And I would think about it all day long. So that's where talking to a psychologist can really help, because getting hooked into those thoughts, you know, anyone with a chronic pain condition, there's a saying that someone with a chronic condition is hit with two arrows. The first arrow is the physical pain, and then the second arrow is the secondary pain, which is the stress, the emotional distress, and kind of the mental health difficulties that come with having a chronic condition.
Like, does one expect it? And you get up in the morning and, oh, great, I've no pain right now, and you're going about your business, going about your day. Are you subconsciously expecting it? And then when you have a good day, you can turn it into a bad day by thinking too much about it.
So, yeah, and the mind does that, and that's completely natural and normal. So kind of my experience and other people I know with chronic pain is sometimes we might find something that works and we'll get like really hooked into it. Maybe it's a certain type of stretching or it's a certain type of supplement, and we'll kind of be really hanging on closely to it. And then when the pain comes back, we can be really disappointed and really down. And then there's times where we can get really, really hooked into it. So an example of this is we can get into a vicious cycle. So for me, my pain is worse at night. So what I found, especially at the beginning of having chronic pain, was when I would wake up in the morning, I would get out of bed and I'd be thinking, oh, I'm really tired. Oh, what if I don't sleep tonight? So all day, every time I check the clock, my anxiety would raise because it's coming closer to bedtime. And then when I get into bed, I get anxious about my anxiety. So I keep looking at the clock and I'd be like, oh, you know, it's 11 o'clock. Oh, I'm in pain and oh, my anxiety is getting worse. And then I might get sad about my pain, angry about my pain. And then I'd look up and it's 4 a.m. and I've gotten no sleep. So when we're in those kind of vicious cycles, we can stop the vicious cycle at the beginning. So what I do now is I get myself set up for bed because I know it's a difficult time for me. So I wind down a bit earlier. You know, when those thoughts come up that I'm not going to get any sleep, I kind of just say, okay, thoughts, you know, reminding myself that these are just thoughts. They're not the reality of the situation. And this is where a little bit of self-care and self-compassion can help. It's kind of showing up with kindness to yourself, acknowledging this is tough. And one thing that really helped for me was taking the clock out of the bedroom. And I can't believe it took me so long to do that, because every time I would look at the clock, it would be a reminder. So that's really helped. Right. And, you know, working with a psychologist, you can look at, you know, ways and approaches and kind of techniques. You know, breathing techniques can be so helpful for chronic pain. Different tools that you can use when you're having a flare that can be really beneficial and improve your quality of life.
Yes, yes. Like, if you build your life around the next flare, you're not getting the best out of your life, are you?
No, and another thing that's really interesting about chronic pain is a lot of kind of the self-help books and the social media stuff on chronic pain. A lot of it is based around getting rid of the pain first and then living your life. And I really fell into this trap. So I was really hooked into, okay, I'll start living my life once I solve this problem and once the pain is gone. But I was working in corporate as a researcher. Actually, just by chance, I discovered a therapy known as acceptance and commitment therapy. And it's radically changed my life. Like, my life is just so much better now. Every day, I'm just so thankful that I found it. But ACT kind of posits that, you know, here's the pain, but let's build a rich, full and meaningful life in spite of the pain. So yes, there's pain there, and there's things we can do. There's lifestyle changes, there's talking to professionals, there's kind of ways we can manage and deal with the pain, but let's not let it get in the way of us living the life we want to lead. Let's reconnect with what's important to us, because so often with chronic pain, we can stop doing the things we enjoy. And
yeah,
in my case, my life became really small. So I had the pain of having a chronic pain condition, but then having a small life as well, because I wasn't really doing much or kind of hanging out with friends or doing the things that were important to me.
How important is it that the people around us, the people close to us, understand that, for argument's sake, Keelan has a plan, we're supposed to meet for lunch, and suddenly Keelan's got a really bad day. It's important that I understand Keelan's got to cancel at 12:30 because she simply can't manage with the pain. That's very important to anybody, isn't it? That your understanding of their condition, even if you can't see it.
Yes. Yeah, so a common theme in chronic pain conditions is that people are generally not believed, and they're kind of told unhelpful things. Oh, but you look well. You know, I've heard that a lot. But you look well. Or people have the best intentions. So, you know, a lot of friends and family, they'd be like, oh, well, if you just manage your stress, you'd feel better. But to someone with a chronic pain condition, they're already trying their best.
Yeah.
I think it's really important that friends and family kind of read up and kind of get to know more about the chronic pain condition. But I also feel it's important, and one thing I've learned from my experiences, there's two sides to this. So when I first had chronic pain, my relationship suffered. But that was because I kind of self-isolated and I wasn't hanging out with anybody. And I was so consumed with my pain that I didn't really notice other things that were going on for my friends and family. So therapy really helped me see my part in improving my relationships. And it's all just about open communication, kind of letting your friends know, kind of telling them, for anyone out there who is suffering and they have a partner, a family or loved one, you know, for them to get therapy as well or to take part in a support group can be really helpful.
Yeah, we do talk about people with chronic pain conditions and they go to a pain management specialist, they go to a doctor or whatever. therapy could be useful. And your suggestion, Keelan, is look it up and try it.
Oh, of course, therapy. In my case, it took me 6 years to get an official diagnosis. And that's not totally uncommon with chronic pain. It can take a while. So in the meantime, while I was kind of waiting for that medical intervention, you know, therapy was so helpful. Any therapy that's embodied, so acceptance and commitment therapy, somatic experiencing, just making sure that it's a therapy that kind of integrates the body, because that mind-body connect is so important. Yeah. And you need to recruit your body as an ally to overcome the pain.
Yeah.
So it's all about kind of finding equilibrium in the body. You know, the breathing exercises, yeah, kind of decreasing the stress response in the body has such an amazing impact on, yeah, pain.
Because we understand now, don't we, a link between physical pain and mental wellness.
Oh, yeah. There's no separation from the mind and the body. And, you know, going to a therapist and kind of talking to a therapist can really help with the low mood, kind of the difficult experiences you have from having a chronic pain condition, that quality of life piece and the anxiety that comes with a chronic pain condition, which we talked about, kind of thinking, overthinking about it, becoming consumed about it. You know, working with a therapist can help you kind of unhook from that.
Okay.
Increase your well-being.
That line isn't the best, but thank you for it. Keelan O'Dwyer, behaviour psychologist from Ireland's trusted online therapy site, fettle.ie, which might be a good place to start if you are looking for therapy to deal with chronic pain, as well as whatever drugs and treatment your doctor has you on. As Keelan said, therapy may well help.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.